Steve, I want to go back to something you said just a minute ago about the linemen. Everybody seems to be telling me there are five rounds of linemen that belong in the third, fourth, and fifth round. But that's only three rounds. But five rounds of linemen that belong in there. Is it really that full that there are so many, quote, make it guys in that area of the draft that you may not get an immediate starter where you just add water, but a guy who can give you five, six, 7 years at a position?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just I think it's the nature of the position right now because there's so much nickel, there's base, you know, you've got so many different packages that teams are running that you want to get that quality 30 snaps or so out of a guy. I mean, that's what Chris Wormley did at Michigan. He was a 30-snap type of guy in their deep defensive line, projects to a similar role in the NFL. And it's a loaded class at edge rusher. I think the defensive interior linemen, last year I thought it was really top-heavy. This year I think there's a couple guys at the top, but it's more of a depth type of position this year where you do get those mid-round types. Yeah.
Well, we're going to switch gears to the offensive line because I know Charlie in Portman is probably frothing at the mouth. Steve, I'm going to warn you, Charlie's a little off the wall. You're going to have fun with him.
I'm looking forward
to
this.
And we're bringing him in. Charlie, what do you got? I'm putting you on with Steve from Pro Football Focus. Now you can pester him with the questions you usually pester us with.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Steven. Hey, I love Pro Football Focus. You're my Bible. You guys
appreciate
do
it.
Really good work. And I wanted to say when Paul was on, may the Swartz be with you. I didn't get a chance. Steve, I got a question for you. Because, I mean, the Giants need to change their offensive line to protect Eli. And what I heard McAdoo say about throwing the blame on Eli and pretty much saying, you know, he has to get better and the old line, I think we're going to have the same old line that we had last year. But saying that, in the free agency, what is your top-rated offensive tackle, left or right? Because I know, like, Beecham is going to be a year away from an ACL. He's just going to get better. I think Will Beatty's my guy. He is a year away from all his injuries. He didn't have any training camp last year, and he came in late. So I think this year, if he can train and he can do what he's doing, I think he can get back to where he was. But you tell me, who is the top-rated offensive tackles in this free agency?
Yeah, I'd say the top guy, and it's an interesting guy because he's about 35 years old, is Andrew Whitworth from Cincinnati. And I think, you know, if he doesn't go back to Cincinnati, you know, how much, you know, can you give him a 1 or a 2 year deal? I think I saw him running around here the other day. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but maybe trying to make, you know, find potential suitors. But, you know, I think he's a guy, he's been an unbelievable left tackle, even a guard when they put him there. So I think Whitworth from Cincinnati, but we're talking about a 1 or 2 year type of stopgap, but that's by far the top guy on the market. I think a guy like Russell Okung is solid. He's now negotiating his own contracts, and I don't think he's that elite left tackle, but like I was telling Seahawks radio and fans the other day, when you go from poor to average, that is a major step forward, and Okung can at least give you some average left tackle play, so I think that's worthwhile.
Ask about your guy, Paul. Go ahead. I know you want to.
No, I don't want to go quite there yet because I think that's an interesting question, Steve, because a lot of times what people don't understand is if you can upgrade your spot,
yes,
it doesn't matter if the guy's going to the Pro Bowl or not.
Absolutely.
It just means you've improved your position, and that's what teams got to do every year.
Yeah, I mean, we average football players are extremely valuable, and I say that with a ton of respect for these NFL players, but a guy that gives you average production is extremely valuable in the NFL, and you're not going to have 22 Pro Bowlers, of course not. So, you know, when you have a poor spot, whether it's guard, whether it's tackle, being able to upgrade that, absolutely a huge step, and that's what the offseason's all about. You upgrade in free agency, you try to fill your holes in free agency, and ultimately you want to go into the draft and say, you know what, just give me the best players. And if you continue to draft the best players regardless of need, your roster will continue to improve.
Now, I'm going to get to my guy now. He's 27. Well, he's 27 from Detroit, and I think that Riley Reiff still has more upside to him.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that I really like him. He's a young veteran who's had experience. He's been on a playoff team. He's played both sides of the line. And I do think there's more ups to him, which is why some people who will say, well, what's he done to this point? Maybe it's not enough for me. I think there's more.
Well, yeah, I think he's another guy that's been average to slightly above average,
yeah,
which is extremely valuable, like I've said. So even whether he takes that next step to live up to the first-round hype or not, regardless, I think, you know, a guy that can play the left side, play the right side, which you need guys to play both sides now. There's no such thing as just need a left tackle, throw anybody off to the right side because it's easier to do. It's not an easier position in the NFL today. You've got a lot of the best edge rushers coming off the left side. You need two good tackles, and I think it's one of those things where You get average to slightly above players. You get solid players, and you can win with that, especially the way the Giants play football. It's get the ball out of Eli's hands, get the ball out quickly. It's a quick passing game. You just don't – it's just those times where it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, where you need to pass protect. You need that upgrade.
I want to go to another position where I think Giant fans want to see a bit of an improvement. That's the tight end position. I know there's not a ton out there in free agency. I want to focus in on the draft for the time being. We know Ojo Howard can do a little bit of everything. He measured great today. And Njoku measured with 80-something inch wingspan. Monster.
He's going to win this week.
Yeah, he's going to be – he's going to do good out there. And we know he can catch. We know he's got long arms. He's great run after the catch. Poke the holes in Njoku's game. Why shouldn't you pick him at 23rd in the first round if you're looking at him on tape?
It's the run game. You know, he's not the best run blocker. O.J. Howard, a much cleaner run blocker, and Howard makes those outside zone blocks, and he makes really difficult blocks on the edge. He's not a perfect run blocker either, but Njoku, he moves and runs like a wide receiver. You'll be able to see that this week.
And he was in the slot a lot in Miami.
And he played a ton in the slot, exactly. So he's not your classic inline type of tight end, but we've compared him to Jordan Reed, and you know Jordan Reed is not the greatest run blocker either. So you've got to move tight end. So you know, a guy like, if you have a guy like Jarrell Adams, who we really liked last year, you could keep him on the line, and he is a good run blocker, and I think he'll evolve into a good run blocker. Then you have Njoku, actually is a perfect complement to Adams, because I think Adams is like your classic on the line tight end, and Njoku is more of your move tight end. You create mismatches, put him in the slot, move him around, and I think that is a very good fit late in the first.
And, you know, when they asked Njoku to block, it's not like he was allergic to it. He tried. He was physical. He went in and did it. They just didn't ask him to do it a whole lot, right?
And there's a lot of tight ends around the league that's the case. You know, there's a lot of tight ends, and, you know, I certainly think, especially in the NFL today, it's a 60-40 pass league, and even more sometimes in New York. So you want the guy that's going to affect the pass game. You know, you want a guy that's going to create mismatches as a receiver, and I think that absolutely outweighs the blocking.
I want